What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're bringing you Clippers news and adjacent news 5 days a week.
Hey, as much news as we can right now.
So we're going to kick things off with some Twitter Tuesday questions every single Monday. Check out at Locked On Clips. Get in on that thread.
Yeah,
if
for sure.
If you don't get answered right away through the app, that means that you're probably going to be featured on the show.
Absolutely. And if you ask on a day that's not Monday, we'll go ahead and answer just on the Twitter. We got a lot of time on our hands right now. A
lot of time. So thank you to everyone who sent those questions in ahead of time. Once again, if you'd like to get featured on Twitter Tuesday, go ahead and check out at Locked On Clips on Twitter. Some great stuff in there. And then we're going to be talking a little bit about the in-arena entertainment. We've talked a lot about how fandom and the fan experience has kind of evolved this season.
But the Clippers have done a bunch to elevate it in-arena as well. There's a marked difference in how much kind of content and stuff there is.
Definitely, definitely. They're going for like kind of that Dodgers type thing.
Yeah, it's very baseball gamey.
And then we're going to be wrapping up with shavings. Shay's got some braids. We got to talk about it. We're going to talk about, whatever else comes up. Whatever else is rattling around in the old shavings drawer.
So, yeah, let's get into this Twitter Tuesday. Thank you so much for sending questions in.
Thank you so much.
Corey DiBiase, longtime question sender, we always appreciate it, asks, when the NBA season starts again, do we think the league will grant a grace period for teams to practice and refocus for the playoffs? So Corey is also assuming that it's going to start right when it's just going to start at the playoffs, which I think is interesting. You know what I mean? Like, based on...
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that model. Not like, and this is nothing against
just
Corey.
From an intent. Well, yeah.
I think that this is a great question. Love the question, but I'm not a fan of the model of just jumping directly into the playoffs.
Just because guys haven't practiced and
They haven't been up to that level of intensity. The injuries last year were disastrous in the playoffs,
for sure.
And I can't imagine like a 90
going from
break
zero
and trying to ramp up into that in any sort of logical way. So I do like this idea that if that is the way they end up having to go, which I think, you know, depending on how long this lasts, there truly might not be enough time for rest of the regular season ramp up.
Rest of the regular season is totally out the window in my head. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean,
thing, no way they're playing 82 games.
They're definitely not playing the whole thing. I think it's definitely, But either way, if they do end up going that route where they go straight to the playoffs, I think there has to be a period for teams to practice and refocus.
Do you think maybe that's where the play-in tournament, because then you got to think about the top seeds where it's like, who do they play?
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. Maybe you just run it. So maybe the playoff order stands, or maybe you have a play-in for the eighth seed, right? Okay. And then you just kind of do like the preseason thing where like you play a couple teams and it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, you're just okay.
It's just
interesting. I like that.
I mean, I don't
know.
Who
can pick? How would you pick? All right. Well, we're going to No, that's fair. Corey, thank you for the question. At Whammy Giveaway, who I believe also has a podcast.
Hey, shout out Whammy Giveaway.
Asks, why does Bill Simmons think that the Clippers are irredeemable? That no matter how hard they try to mend their ways, the other shoe will always drop. Could the Clippers end up being the Expos of the NBA? Simmons called the Clippers the biggest what if the season ends with no playoffs.
I mean,
which I think that part's fair.
That's got to be your biggest fear if you're a Clippers fan, right?
For sure.
I mean,
but I think the reason why Bill Simmons thinks the Clippers are irredeemable is because so far, if you are an outside fan, which he very much is, it's hard to find cases in which they haven't been. So historically, I can understand why an outside fan, like we talked about when Carl was on the pod.
Yeah.
It's that.
There's a palpable feeling that's pretty familiar to Clippers fans.
Yeah, like he's feeling that because that's kind of been the history of the team, which sucks. He's, you know, this year he's wrong. I mean, everyone who says the Clippers aren't built for a championship are wrong, obviously.
Yeah.
This year specifically. In past years I could see the arguments, but this year it's like it's there.
Totally. Yeah, I mean the only way that we don't make a run is if we don't
as if we're literally not allowed to make a run. And the Clippers were rolling before all this happened.
Absolutely.
So
I, you know, I don't think that they'll be the Expos.
No, so I got a lot to say about this.
Okay, what do you got?
On the Expos note, literally, obviously, that it's impossible. The market's too big here. The owner's too powerful. Yes, the Expos had young Pedro and Vlad, but the Clippers have everything else other than that. Plus, you know what I mean? Like, they have everything.
Yeah.
Also, the MLB, I think it's the 2002 MLB game. I think it's the last game with the Expos on it. You can play in the stadium in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sweet. Fun nice. Time. Pedro Martinez is great. But no, it's tough. Yeah, I think the Simmons thing, like, I don't even like, I've tried to not even think about that. I just, like, I'm trying to put that out of my head because I can't, it's too early in this whole thing that we in LA are in terms of the whole staying inside thing.
Yeah.
That I can't fully dedicate too much brain power to thinking about how it's going to be if that's the case.
Yeah, and my thing with this is I do agree with fans who are feeling down about this and like feeling like this is the proverbial
other
shoe dropping or the curse or whatever. But I mean, the thing to kind of put it in perspective is like, you know, we're not the only freaking team that this is happening to.
No, for sure, but I don't care about those other teams.
And I also just think like from the NBA standpoint, unless it gets to too deep of a point where it's just like, let's say we get to December and we still haven't started playing games yet, which
dude, I mean, I don't even want to. I haven't even thought about anything past the next week because of how crazy things have been. The fact that you said December, I was like, oh yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, to me, that's the timeline that we have. Like, if in, I think.
Oh,
that,
I like that idea.
I think that why? All right, the NBA is already worried about ratings, right? So, like, why wouldn't you play a truncated regular season or skip the rest of this regular season, go straight to the playoffs? What people actually care about, you know? There's no reason to me to end a regular season with no champion and then start another 82 games, which they've already struggled to get people to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
It's a big hiccup.
Like, it doesn't make any damn sense. <It's>
a- yeah, kind of an old guy vibe right now.
What do you want to say?
Flannel shirt, PBR. It doesn't make any damn sense. J-Day every day. Every wonders day. What we think the league is going to do about pending free agency if the rest of the season is canceled. For instance, we didn't get to see how rental players like Marcus Morris looked in particular. He also said he loved the show and to keep up the great work. Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Glad we
got
to get back
day.
To this Roots offseason style of very pure fandom talk.
Yeah, all right. So,
like this is a great question because like the Trez contract.
Well, a bunch of guys are going to be without pay, right, during this period.
I would imagine, yeah.
I think, you know, depending on how long this goes on.
Yeah.
If there's not basketball being played, I don't know how long the Players Association will be able to negotiate them to still be getting paid.
Yeah. No and, disrespect to the Players Association.
And then, you know, if you have players that have been without income that they had relied on, you know, from a contract, what does that do to a free agency? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, does it make the highest dollar offer a little bit more pertinent?
Well,
that's my concern.
I was thinking about this with Trez.
If you're a guy who's been making $5 million a year and you made half that this year.
Yeah, you're like, well, shit. Like,
can't afford to take another cut.
I was thinking about that with Trez. Trez ended with his value, if this were to happen, as if J-Day Every Day says, if the season were to be canceled, Trez ended on the best possible note Trez could have ended on in terms of, oh, well, I guess this is what you get to see from me this season.
Definitely.
You get to see me not miss games. You get to see me learn new things, take the most charges. Like, Trez has a lot of leverage.
Yeah. Well, and
I think, I don't know what the hell's going to happen, but like,
and a shorter sample size, if you've been playing well, does behoove you in a contract year.
Of course it does. So, like, Trez doing great. But yeah, like the Marcus Morris thing, it's like, I mean, I assume they just go into free agency.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if that's the right call. I think it has to be if they're going to start a whole new season. But like you said, that goes back to your point about it messing everything up.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, that yeah, like the Trez thing, it's like,
it gets a little bit worrisome, especially if guys have been without pay, because then, I mean, I just can't. I think it gets a little bit more infeasible, especially if man, if worst case scenario, there is no champion and this season is just a scratch.
Yeah, just some weird.
And players have lost money.
Dude, it's going to be a nightmare.
Like, it's going to, I think, yeah. Man, I hadn't even thought about this, but yeah, free agency yeah, it's could all, be okay. utter and complete yeah. chaos.
Rudy Zavala, what's up, Rudy? Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, shout out, Rudy.
Hope your shelter-in-place time is going well. He asks, what Sam Cassell role as an assistant coach, and is he capable of being an elite head coach, keeping in mind that Doc is his mentor as a coach? I'm going to be totally honest. Cannot tell you what Sam Cassell's role specifically is as an assistant coach. Seems yeah. to develop the guards a lot.
I was going to say, he works a lot with guards, it seems like.
Which would lead me to believe he knows a lot about Doc's playbook.
Yeah.
I don't talk to Sam Cassell a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think he's definitely like kind of a development guy, or at least, you know, I'm not close enough.
He's
in
a
the
glue guy for sure. I'll tell you that. Large part of his effect that we see, at least during non-game times, is making people laugh, having a good time, feeling good, and always at the right moments. Anytime it's like, you know, like pregame, like Clippers Lakers, he's not exactly like joking around as much.
Yeah.
But when the vibe is there for it, he's a fantastic leveler of energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we're not in film sessions, obviously, either, but I bet that he is great in those.
Oh, I bet he's a fun guy to watch film with, which is the best kind of, like, watching film with someone. You can do boring or fun. Angry person, not fun to watch film with.
Yeah.
Sam Cassell seems like he would make fun of you and correct you, but in a nice way.
It's so interesting. Like, watching... watching those guys break down film is always a treat.
I think
I feel
could,
like I learned even in like little segments yeah. where you see Pat yelling at a screen or something. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
I think Sam Cassell will at some point be in the running for a head coach job. I don't know if he maybe necessarily wants it. I don't know how the loose attitude carries over to head coach position. Just from what I've read about how absurd it seems to be a head coach in the NBA.
I think that he is...
He's equipped.
I think that he has the skill set. I think that he's maybe a couple years away probably from being in consideration for that job. I think if things went really well for the Clippers, that would definitely catapult yeah. him up the like,
I think
the
if Shea
would
have stayed,
guy.
That would have helped him a bunch too.
Yeah.
His fingerprints are all over Shea's game.
And like, I think that still, though, is like a testament to his to how he is. But you know, it's – with some of these teams, it gets a little bit murky at best to guess what they're going to do at a head coaching thing. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
For sure. 100%.
Like your Cavs, your Hornets. you know, there's
yeah,
like,
and those teams.
There's like situations where I'm like, dude, they could maybe hire Sam Cassell tomorrow. I have no idea.
yeah,
like, during the corona break, they'll just be like, no, yeah. you're head coach now.
Sam, it's here. And then, real quick, Chenny John wants to know if there was a movie about the season, which actor would star for which Clipper. We don't have a bunch of time left, but real quick, I think the movie would end, because the movie is obviously a present-day movie about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I think the movie would end with Zoo and Kawhi giving the cure to the President of the United States, who is John Goodman.
The President of the United States is John Goodman, yes.
What do you think happens at the end of this movie?
I think Mahershala plays Kawhi.
Okay.
And he is digging deep for a cure the whole time. He is, you know, he's giving funds to these, like, small Swiss labs. And he's really...
that other people have.
I'm picturing a movie that's kind of like All the President's Men.
Man, I asked for just the ending.
But how's yeah, I think Mahershala is Kawhi. I think Zoo is Dolph.
And then what? Wait, Zoo plays? Dude, all right. Your movies, we're going to come back to this after this break. Coming up after this, we're talking the in-arena entertainment and whatever the hell else happens with Will's Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Lundgren.
Kawhi. Dolph Lundgren movie. But first, hey, it's hard to find time to sit down and read sometimes. If you're not in Los Angeles, it's a little easier. When you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. However, there is an incredible app that solves this problem, and we highly recommend it.
Highly.
If you know what I'm talking about. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique, and it works on your phone, your tablet, or any web browser from any device. You could be using a Nokia. You could be using a PS2. You could be using the GameCube with one of those old routers on it. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information, from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, are well known for reading a lot of books. Blinkist is made for busy people like
who's
you.
Who's that guy, Ty Lopez? He reads so many books,
hella
dude.
Books. Who wants to get to the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you exercise. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now.
This second.
And it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestseller lists, as well as classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our Locked On Clippers audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA, try it free for 7 days, and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. You'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA.
All right, so we're back.
So,
what's up?
Is there any part of the rest of the movie you can... What happens in the end of the movie?
Oh, in the end of the movie, so it's definitely a cover-up that's happening
off,
to keep
man.
Games
this
going.
Is, okay, I'm done. All right, we're going to talk... we talked a little bit about how the home support has been great at Clippers games.
Yeah.
And I think a part of that is also how the in-arena entertainment has changed.
Yeah,
it's been ramped up kind of slowly these past couple of years, I think, for good reason.
Yeah. I mean, I like a lot of the stuff where, like, you get to see a little bit of the personality of the players.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's, like, the quick fire things where they're...
There's content.
In a, yeah.
Like, there's, like, funny content on the video boards. Like, they got Shamit doing the Next Time Go Metro.
The Metro thing is great.
They have all the, like... It's very much like a Dodgers game, like you said, where it's, like... You know, you're playing, like, beat the clock against the players where it's, like, name as many movies as you can or something.
They got to do the blindfolded hand in the box, though.
That's the best thing. The what is this?
Yeah, it's so funny.
That's the best thing. But...
What if there's one with a bunch of jellyfish?
There's one. There's a Dodgers one with Matt Kemp where I think he's grabbing Jell-O or something, and he's losing his mind. But, no, yeah, so, like, the Clippers have taken kind of the Dodgers or slash baseball in general approach to, like, engaging fans with content during the game, which is way harder to do in the NBA than baseball because there's a lot less time in between shit happening.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I think that in that way it's really good because there's less time to fill, you know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
you can,
oh, that's
make
a good
something
call.
That's
you get
really
bite-sized.
Yeah, that's like really it's really digestible.
I love the things where it's like guys trying to name movies.
Yeah,
because you really see who kind of freezes up.
Yeah,
which is good.
Yeah,
Bev always says Space Jam the first one. Is that Bev or Lou?
I can't remember.
I think it's Bev, but he always makes the point.
It's been too long since I've been at the stadium. I don't know. I'd like to see more. Maybe Team Twister. Maybe arm wrestling
I don't
competition.
Think they're risking that. So the other thing that's been interesting this year, way more money getting given out at Clippers games.
Okay.
People are winning cash at Clippers games, dude.
People have been hitting shots.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
There was a game where, like, two dudes hit, like, their half-court shots or whatever to win, like, 5K. And, like, someone usually wins, like, $700. I don't know. It's just, like, kind of a trip to see this much money given out at Clippers games.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to go. I mean, way to go people who are going to the Y to work on their half-court shot for when they go to the Clippers game the next week.
Great episode of King of the Hill where he gets to throw
man.
The pass
yeah.
at the Alamo. Can you should check that episode out. And then the most absurd giveaway, however, is still
who's the pro in that?
I can't remember, but he doesn't take his jacket off, and it's really funny. There was a giveaway at the playoffs last year where a guy won 2 free season tickets.
I mean, that like season. That'll never happen again.
That's the best giveaway I've ever seen in my life. But no, the
just for sitting in a seat too, right?
Yeah. It's yeah, it was. It like the money thing is funny because. The Clippers are at a point where the tickets, yes, they are more expensive,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, than at any other point. But it's still cheap enough where, and there's enough money given away that you could kind of maybe hedge your bet.
I don't know about that, dude.
If you figured out which sections they choose people from, I bet you could. There's just a lot of money given away.
Yeah, but where is that information?
I don't know. You
watch
someone's old,
keeping a log of that. Let me know.
I bet someone is. And then, so they're doing things to get the crowd into it other than just giving them money, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And the content, a lot more chance try to get started. There's the L.A. R way one, which I'm not a fan of.
None of the chants
have caught on.
This, I would say, is my biggest nag.
Everything's been great. The light, like the intro has been great. Like the video's fantastic. Everything is great with all of that stuff.
Yeah, the chants, they need to come up with stuff that rolls off the tongue a little bit more. If they need some copywriting, get at me.
Well, it needs to be L-A-R way. Yeah. L-A-R way. Not like a weird rhythmic.
L-A-R way.
Yeah, that would maybe be better. But then they also do, I don't know if they were doing this at the beginning of the year. This is also something I pay a lot of attention to. So if you're not interested, I'm sorry about that. They started doing kind of a, like, either Hannah Cormier or DJ Dance will have the megaphone, like, right before tip-off. They'll kind of be in between where they do tip-off and, like, the out-of-bounds.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, Clipper Nation! And then they kind of do, like, a last-minute yell call to action for the crowd, which wasn't there before. But I like that.
Yeah.
I like people being on the court just before they're not supposed to be on the court.
Yes. So that one, the LARWA chant hasn't really worked out.
No.
The chant that's like the for the free throws, shooting three or.
Oh, the 3-point play.
That's right.
Yeah, we've heard it so many times. That one has not caught on.
That one
has
not.
They were trying to get that to catch on at that scrimmage at the Galen Center.
Yeah.
And it was not going well.
3-point. But yeah, that one, the cadence of the announcer is a little bit too unpredictable, I think, to lead itself to chant, which I like from an announcing perspective, like that's super original and unique. And
but
I
it should
like
be
that,
a chant.
But it can't be a chant.
Yeah.
That's all you, homie.
Those are the only two things that I really say need to get fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think this is a Brian Cullen gripe. The drumming isn't on beat in the intros. When the Clippers spirit is drumming with the
lights.
That's
so funny.
It's totally true.
Yeah.
But I agree with that. But everything else has been fantastic.
How do you feel about Sweet Caroline?
Hate it. Absolutely hate it. It's another team's song already.
I'm not
And
a
it's
fan
a lame-ass song.
I'm not a fan either. We should do something else. What about You Could Call Me Out?
I don't. Okay. You're not going to be. All right. Real quick. What's your favorite downtown LA? Because you need to get to any Clippers game, obviously, but a downtown LA Clippers out on the Friday nights is fun. What's
Friday
been
nights.
Your favorite performance, real quick?
Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah, Fat Man Scoop's the best one.
Too short.
He's just a hype man.
Yeah.
And when you're the best hype man of all time and you only have 15 minutes, that's like the perfect environment for
he
a hype man.
He should be on the mic at every downtown
he
LA
really
C
should.
Night.
He took his shirt off. He went in the crowd.
It was wild.
It was good stuff.
Too short, close second.
Yeah, Soldier Boy from last season.
I mean, that was a year ago, though.
Fantastic. What do you want me to do?
We're talking about this year.
Forget it?
Talking about this year.
I can't forget it.
Farside, too, this year.
Farside was okay. Nostalgia, great. Performance?
I mean, it was as good as it was going to be. I don't know.
For sure, that's fair. And then J-Rock not censoring himself.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. Or Ty Dolla $ign, also not censoring himself. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking shavings. Shay's got a new hairstyle, and we got some possible TikTok challenges.
All right, so big news. Shay posted some looks.
Yeah, Shay got braids.
He's got braids.
Good for Shay. Looks
Charles
solid.
Is not a fan.
They're all right.
What's your qualm?
I don't know.
He just had such an iconic hairstyle before.
Yeah, it's just hard to watch. It's hard to watch your boy grow up. What Clippers do you think should change their hairstyle? I have a radical idea.
You is this your zoo idea?
This is now evolved from just a zoo idea to I think the entire team.
Okay, what do you got?
Everyone should just bick their heads.
No. Oh no.
Come out
like
from
it.
The break looking serious.
I don't like
Can't
it.
Even think about hairstyles with such little basketball left to play. Ready
like
to
it.
Play basketball. Shaving their head every day. Cutting themselves, it sucks sometimes. Real thin skin on the top of your head.
The back seems like the hardest part because like there's those ridges on like the back of your cranial.
Yeah, I think it would be it would be so crazy. Teams would be terrified.
I think they should go
all bicked team.
If they're going bicked heads, they should go eyebrows too.
No, they're not. And they're bicking it the day before the game. So
it's
like
clean.
Shiny.
Yeah, it's a clean
like,
bick.
What do you got?
I'm good with that. I mean, I think that zoo with like the either like a top knot.
Zoo
or
with long hair would be funny.
Any type of long hair.
Zoo with a bicked head, he just looks even younger.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine Trez going big? That'd be wild.
He had short hair in college.
I've seen.
So crazy to watch the highlights. Or I said Doc getting plugs and coming back with just like a short little high top fade would be so funny.
Yeah,
acting like nothing has happened.
Or braids would be really funny. Or
acting like nothing has happened.
Same old me.
Or if Rex Kalamian came back with a full head of hair.
Oh man, what about Mullet Zoo,
dude?
I think that'd be awesome.
Mullet Zoo would be unstoppable. Mullet Zoo. Oh my god.
Watching Zoo with a mullet like just slam on somebody would be
challenging guys at the rim. Just like, oh my
mullet
god.
Mullet plus headband, I think, would be a strong look.
I'll tell you what, Mullet Zoo would get 23 minutes a game. Doc would be like, I gotta play this guy. Oh man, Mullet Zoo. To the Photoshop community who listens to this podcast, please hit us, break us off with some Mullet Zoo. We would be forever indebted.
I don't have an Adobe license right now because I'm unemployed.
Right. Yeah, good times. Veteran, there was a couple of like Olympics bombs. It doesn't seem like the U.S. is going to be playing in the Olympics.
Well, the whole thing is going to be off, right?
I think so. So, veteran IOC member Dick Pound, great name. I would go by the exact same thing. Said that the Tokyo Olympics will be postponed. Then there was a Woj bomb that the United States Olympic Committee has requested of the IOC that the 2020 Olympics be postponed. So I had this first question here before the Woj bomb. Trust or trick, Dick Pound? Would you trust news from him?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone who's choosing to go by Dick Pound.
It's authoritative.
Your parents did not name you Dick. You're choosing to go by Dick Pound.
Oh, his name is Richard Pound.
You've been alive long enough to know how humor
Richard
works.
Anthony Pound.
Yeah. Dick Pound. Are we bummed the USA is not going to play, probably, because they could have made up for the FIBA disaster? You, I feel like, notoriously hate international basketball for some reason.
I don't hate international basketball. I'm just saying I want the guys, especially this last season on the Clippers, with as little continuity and coming into a new system, to have the most time with a team as possible, not, you know, out. And I know people like
not representing their country.
Whatever, man. I think that, I mean, Olympics basketball is, I guess, a little bit of a bigger deal to me maybe than FIBA.
It's more competitive now. It's great.
It's a little bit more competitive. But I don't know, man. The loss of NBA basketball is just a way bigger blow to me than the Olympics.
You're carrying your own water right now is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. And then Ralph Lawler let loose on the coronavirus. Not really on the coronavirus, on society. He said, in three different countries today, Joe and I saw so many airport travelers in New Zealand, Australia, and USA wearing masks. We are a world of selfish hoarders. Shame. Tried buying toilet paper lately? Damn, dude.
Wow.
Ralph got us.
Realness.
Ralph got us.
I guess I'm glad that people are wearing masks. I'm not psyched how many people are traveling. I hope that's essential travel.
I'm not psyched how many people are at the damn beach.
Yeah.
Stay home. The beach sucks.
All the time.
First, people who are trying to go to the beach in Los Angeles in March.
Yeah.
Wait.
Cold.
Wait. It's going to be so hot. It's going to, every year it's going to be hotter than it has ever been.
Now that's
so
a good
just
call.
Go to the beach. All right. And then we got an Updike special to close out this shaving.
So what are some Clippers TikToks that we need right now?
I never even thought this was a question that I needed to answer, but I'm happy. I think a completely remote Lou Willville.
I'm
stealing yours. I think that's so funny. Sway Lee did a concert on Instagram.
Oh, that's great.
Which was pretty funny. He like crowd surfed and like did all this other stuff, which was great.
How did he crowd surf?
It was like he like jumped out of frame. And then he was like, oh.
That's
like,
really funny.
It was pretty funny. Like, I'm not the biggest fan, but I was like, oh, this is cool.
I like Sway Lee.
I think Lou Will would do something like this.
I mean, more of it. Not necessarily a solo work, but.
Okay, we're talking. Got it. Great. For sure. Covered. This is somehow tied to your movie idea. No, but I think Lou Will would do like a shot challenge or something. Like, I challenge these 10 people to do a shot or something like that.
Yeah.
What TikToks do you think?
Sway Lee is definitely in the movie, and Kawhi is talking about how many people that this could possibly affect, and Sway Lee is just there for like a, what? You're telling me blank?
They did what to the car?
Psychofraculated.
It's the worst movie of all time. I like this other one you got in here for Zoo.
Ivica Zubat's doing that washing your hands elementary school thing where you put the soap on and all the germs jump away.
It's actually peppers, not real germs.
Yeah, okay, man. Yeah, they don't.
Dude,
all,
I've been in quarantine.
They don't
dude.
All have microscopes. To, I hate you right
My
now.
My microscope game is
but,
crazy in the quarantine.
Little twist to tie into the music TikTok theme. It's all just over Fat Man Scoop ad libs.
Why isn't Fat Man Scoop there? Oh, sorry, quarantine.
Quarantine.
Sorry, that's my bad.
But maybe he narrated
Do
it.
Do you think Fat Man Scoop and Zoo Skype
I
during
so.
The quarantine? Do you
I
think they made
so.
Friends?
I think that they've. I hope that they've played some pickup together.
I wonder if they have too. I don't know about that. I was thinking today if Terrence Mann and Fee are flying each other things via drone.
Oh, man.
Because they probably live close to each other.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're flying each other like, oh, man, did I leave that at your house? Oh, yeah, here's the drone.
Do they still have to do their rookie duties, like get the donuts and Chick-fil-A?
Absolutely.
But it's delivery. Like they have to order
Dude,
separate
so
delivery for
expensive.
Each player.
Holy shit. That would be brutal.
That'd be God. Very funny that's to me. Tough. That's a great TikTok.
I'll tell you, that's a good TikTok. Psychofraculator. All right, that about wraps it up for Locked On Clips. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thank
yeah.
you for sending in your questions.
Absolutely. We teased having a live stream today. Sorry, that didn't end up panning out. Got over here kind of late.
We'll figure it out.
We're going to try to do one sometime this week, maybe this
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely. Wednesday show, we're going to have a What You Say Wednesday poll. You can go ahead and vote on that at Locked On Clips. I'm going to put that question out around 7:30 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. We're going to be talking our favorite / best bench performances of the year.
Hell yeah.
Which is going to be a good time. A lot to choose from there. And then whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, check out Rejecting the Screen.
On the Locked On
Podcast Network.
If you guys are short for NBA basketball content, there's a lot of stuff out there on the Locked On NBA Network. You know, also, just listen to this show like 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah, why not? Lose your mind. Yeah, you can always hit us up at Locked On Clips, at Whoop Duck, at Charles Mockler. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Google Pods, Bloomberg Pods, all that good stuff. Please rate, subscribe, review. We will read your review on air. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.